Florida is uniquely prone to climate change, and it's on the minds of a lot of people living along the I-4 corridor. This region, stretching from Daytona Beach to St. Petersburg, is the focus of I-4 Votes, a collaboration reporting on what you consider the most pressing issues in the 2020 presidential election. This week, reporters from WUSF and WMFE in Orlando are taking a deep dive into a survey of people living in this region of Florida, a critical part of a key swing state. And today, Amy Green reports, heading into the March 17th primary, the environment and climate are on the minds of I-4 corridor residents.
Sarasota is known for its sunny skies and beautiful beaches, but 2 years ago, a terrible outbreak of red tide left Bruce Anderson a virtual prisoner of his waterfront condo.
It was to the point where we could hardly go outside without smelling the dead fish, all the dead animals that came from that.
Even before that, the 75-year-old retired school administrator says the environment was an important issue for him. A Republican, he voted for President Donald Trump in the Florida primary in 2016, but Hillary Clinton in the general election, in part because of what Trump was saying about the environment. Now he's paying close attention to the Democratic candidate's positions on the environment.
That will be one of the considerations, certainly not the only consideration, but is a major one for me.
Across Florida's pivotal I-4 corridor, residents rank the environment as their second most important economic issue after health care in a non-scientific survey conducted late last year by WMFE and WUSF, the NPR affiliates in Orlando and Tampa. Among the survey's more than 800 respondents was Stephen Maddow, a 30-year-old employee at a financial technology company in Orlando. He says the environment is at a tipping point and other issues don't seem as important.
For me, seeing a candidate who has that as not just an important part of their platform, but as a top priority is really important.
While a majority of the survey's participants identified as Democrat, overwhelmingly those who identified the environment as their top economic issue expressed specific concern about climate change and sea level rise. Others cited worries about water quality and water supply, and also toxic blue-green algae and red tide. For Bob Shaw, any candidate is better than Trump, who has described climate change as a hoax, rejected his own administration's assessment of the risks, and rolled back environmental protections.
I vote for a labradoodle over Trump.
But the 75-year-old retired Orlando Sentinel editor says he would like to hear more from the Democratic candidates on the environment and climate. Bernie Sanders has presented perhaps the most ambitious plan, as it would involve declaring a national emergency over climate change.
They all have climate change plans that I essentially agree with, but they don't spend very much time talking about them and talking about how they can make them a reality. And, I'd like to hear a great deal more.
The issue is more personal for Norma Fowler, a 76-year-old sample cook at a Clearwater grocery store. She enjoys gardening in her spare time, but lately it's so hot and she spends less time outside. She blames climate change and wants to see stronger policies from the Democratic candidates on clean energy.
It should be a requirement for municipalities when they issue permits for brand new homes, single homes, make them be solar. Why not?
That, she says, would be putting the Florida sunshine to good use. For I-4 Votes, I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
And you can follow our I-4 Votes coverage online at WUSFnews.org. We heard you, and we're covering the environment, healthcare, and gun policy, among other issues.